This is News Talk.
Well, there's a lot about rents and mortgages and cuckoo funds in the papers today. We'll begin with the Irish Independent, which mashes together the rents report from Daft and cuckoo funds. The Indo says that cuckoo funds are outbidding normal house hunters by a massive premium, pushing families even further away from home ownership. New figures show that these institutional buyers paid as much as 32% more for each residence than they bought last year, compared to the average price paid by household buyers in Ireland, because they have the money to do this. They can outbid the private families trying to get on the property ladder. Large investors paid €2.27 billion euro for almost 5,000 private rented sector properties in 2021. That averages out at about €430,000 per unit, and that's €104,000 more than the €325,000 average paid by house buyers in the 11 months to the end of November. So that's the news with cuckoo funds. Of course, the other news is that rents rose by 10.3% in the last 3 months of 2021 when compared with the previous year, according to daft.ie. And we'll have more on News Talk Breakfast about that later this morning. And of course, the news that homes for rent are now close to historic lows. On to other stories, and the Irish Examiner talks about inflation and the cost of living, and the Examiner warns that the government is braced for industrial strife as public and private sector workers demand pay increases of at least 5% to offset the rise in inflation. So we're going to get this package of measures tomorrow, finding out how the government plans to help us deal with the rising cost of living. But trade unions already and opposition parties are demanding hikes in pay for workers. So they say that, you know, the 100 quid here for the energy or changing different things won't be enough, and workers need an increase in their pay. Labour saying that the government must move to introducing a living wage. You have Gerry McCormack there, the Deputy General Secretary of SIPTU, calling on the government to step up and protect the rights of lower paid workers and to ensure that they get pay rises that are in line with inflation. So a bit of a collision course on the way between government and both private and public sector workers, who all feel that they need pay rises to deal with the cost of living. I have to say, it was amazing driving up this morning. The price of petrol and diesel at some of the pumps on my way in. I mean, we are getting closer and closer to €2 a litre. The Irish Times goes with that big report into how you reform and revolutionise the defence forces, and the Irish Times says that there's a growing risk of Ireland's land, sea and air being used by belligerent powers to attack its nearest neighbours, according to a high-level report to be published today. The activities of Russia and China, along with Islamic and right-wing extremists, have been named as the most severe threats to Irish security. This is this Commission on the Defence Forces' final report, long-awaited, being published today, and it lays out a series of threats or perceived threats that Ireland could face, and basically that we need to be trebling the Defence Forces budget. We need to be getting more naval ships. The Air Corps needs more planes and all that stuff as well. So a lot of money, it would seem, needed for the Defence Forces. Actually, staying with defence, that's on the front of the Irish Daily Mail. Defence Minister Simon Coveney, they describe it as another bruising day for him. He's facing mounting pressure to clean up the Defence Forces in the wake of continuing allegations of a serious sexual nature in the military. So obviously we have the Women of Honour group who are talking about both historical and current sexual abuse allegations, and those Women of Honour group members are going to meet with the President later today. But they say it beggars belief that there are more damaging revelations are emerging, as they called for Minister Coveney to act on their concerns. So the Mail going with pressure on Simon Coveney there. The Irish Daily Star and the Irish Daily Mirror both have a photograph of Daniel Kinahan posing with world heavyweight champion Tyson Fury in Dubai. Shake Don is the Irish Daily Star headline, and the Irish Daily Mirror is the Gypsy Kinahan. Tyson Fury and Daniel Kinahan posing happily for a photo in Dubai, and the Mirror says it knocks out claims that Daniel Kinahan is not linked to professional boxing. And obviously Tyson Fury, a big, big figure in boxing there. Neil Richmond, who for a long time has been talking about the Kinahan's links to boxing, Boxing has said the pretense that Kinahan has no involvement in top-level boxing has been shattered. Quite a photograph for the papers to get. The Irish Sun goes with the Brit Awards, and they've a photograph of Adele and this ring, because Adele has sparked speculation that she is engaged after flashing a huge diamond ring last night at the Brit Awards. Her boyfriend wasn't in the crowd. Her boyfriend is Rich Paul, but there was no missing the rock on her finger. It's a huge ring, and it looks like she could be engaged. She won Artist of the Year, Album of the Year and Song of the Year for Easy on Me, and this is the first time we've seen Adele, of course, since she cancelled her Las Vegas shows there recently that she was supposed to have at Caesar's Palace. Staying with awards, all the papers, of course, have Irish actress, not British actress, like I saw yesterday, Irish actress Jessie Buckley in the papers after her big Oscar nomination. The Irish Independent says actress Jessie Buckley has said she is in complete shock after her first ever Oscar nomination, describing it as a dream come true. The Irish Independent went to Killarney to speak to some of those who grew up with her and saw her in the local musical society there, where she honed her talent. And apparently, according to locals, she was always destined for success. You can read more about that in the Irish Independent. She got an Oscar nomination for supporting actress for her role in The Lost Daughter. Now, I don't know if you've seen that. It's on Netflix. I'm delighted for her. I didn't particularly love the film. I think you need to... maybe you need to have children to really, really enjoy that film. I don't know. I just... thought it was a bit awkward to watch. But listen, who am I? And I'm not on the Oscars committee. And good luck to her. And hopefully we get an Irish win at the Oscars. And well done to Kenneth Branagh with Belfast as well. Now, as you may have heard, all of our ministers are jetting off around the world for St. Patrick's Day. It's in a lot of the papers this morning. The Irish Times: ministers will travel all over the world again for St. Patrick's Day in the first full programme of ministerial visits since before the pandemic. The Irish Times goes through the far-flung places that all the ministers will be heading off, including Tánaiste Leo Varadkar heading to Colombia and Chile. Other ministers visiting Latin America include the Arts Minister Catherine Martin, who's off to Argentina, and Minister of State Colin Brophy, who's off to Mexico. But the Irish Times also reminds us that, rather ironically, one minister who'll be staying at home because he's going to be minister on call is the Minister for Foreign Affairs. The one who you would imagine would be going abroad is staying at home, and as is Minister Heather Humphreys and Minister Malcolm Noonan. So they'll be in charge of us while the cat's away, as it were. Now, a couple of final stories for you. I know we don't have a Greggs here. There are some in the north, but I'm sure you're familiar with Greggs, which does those lovely sausage rolls and pastries and things like that. Very random story in the Times of London this morning, though, that fans of fast fashion and sausage rolls might be excited about, because Primark, or Penny's as we would know it, and Greggs have teamed up to launch a range of clothes. Now, initially when I heard this, I thought that they were going to sell sausage rolls in Penny's or something like that. But no, actually they're going to be doing a limited edition range of Greggs branded items. So if you go to the UK, you could be wearing a Greggs hoodie or seeing people wearing it. Very strange story indeed. Final story comes from the Daily Telegraph this morning. If you're looking for love, of course Valentine's Day is next week, and there's some advice in the Telegraph. If you're trying to have success on dating apps, posing with a golden retriever on dating apps gives you the best chance of success. Researchers showed 2,000 people dating profiles for men and women posing with dogs to find out which breed was the most successful to help land a date. And if you've a golden retriever, 31% of those taking part were instantly drawn to you. But if you've a boxer, well, that's 17%. Dachshund, however you pronounce that, they received 20% of the positive swipes, and a French bulldog appealed to just 19%. So if you don't have a golden retriever, maybe ask your friend, can I take a selfie with the dog, because I'm looking to match with someone on a dating app. Anyway, those are the stories making the headlines.
On 106 to 108 FM and newstalk.com, this is Newstalk.